best can is good enough. You can try the best can, you can try the best can is good enough. Best can is good enough. Best can is good enough. Best can is good enough.
It's Thursday night, and I'm back from my my long illness, and
also his long winter's nap.
Yeah, yeah. I was in my cap, and Ma was in her kerchief. Speaking of a kerchief, Hot Stuff and Riff are wearing handsome kerchiefs, and they're also joining us tonight.
It kind of muffles what we say, though.
Yeehaw!
I cut a hole in mine.
Oh, that's a much better idea. Thanks.
Dear Eliza?
It muffles what we say.
I see.
It did, before Riff and I cleverly cut.
What is it? What the hell was a kerchief?
It's like a, you know, the bandana except worn over your head.
Yeah, but is that what they slept in?
Well, that I don't know.
I mean, it's got to mean, like, what's a neckerchief?
I think that's a handkerchief around your neck. I'm just guessing.
A kerchief could be the leader of the dogs, the mongrels.
What?
Oh, because it's the chief of the curs.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, I had forgotten what it was like to constantly be exposed to just horrible puns and bad jokes, but luckily Hot Stuff's back, and we're back in full effect.
You're going to be in trouble.
Phoenix says that a kerchief is the thing that Fred wore in Scooby-Doo. So maybe that's what Ma slept in.
I thought that was an ascot.
I thought his shirt was an ascot.
No, an ascot is definitely a neck thing.
Huh. Maybe an ascot is a neckerchief.
Maybe it's like a sling for your butt.
Like for you to rest, your ass in.
The ascot at MIT is an Eaver.
What? We don't care about your Ivy League bullshit. Doing a Google search for ascot.
Pretty sure you'll find the picture of Fred What's-His-Face.
It's like a regular cod, except it's only for sitting on.
An ascot is some weird short tie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the thing Fred wore in Scooby-Doo.
It doesn't really look like a tie, though. It looks kind of like a...
It's like a scarf, but worn like a tie.
Yeah.
So a neckerchief... I mean, looking at it, a neckerchief has two tails coming down from it, and an ascot... Seems to look, it's like a halfway between a bow tie and a tie.
Best radio show.
But a kerchief, is worn on the head.
See, a neckerchief sounds like those people who have a scruffy.
So a kerchief is like a do-rag.
Well, you know what would be awesome to come back into fashion? Those big Elizabethan neck ruffs.
That'd be great.
I don't even know what one of those looks like.
All right, so kerchief is like a do-rag. So, Ma in her do-rag and me with my gat had just settled down to bring justice to the hood, motherfucker.
With your chronic and then fifth of Tanqueray?
Yeah. You know, I've always got the Tanqueray and chronic. Phoenix says that, damn it, Fred has a neckerchief, not an ascot. You guys will have to work that out between yourselves.
I'm going to have to...
I cannot picture Fred from Scooby-Doo. You know what? I bet the internet
I think it's definitely a neckerchief. I agree.
It's a fucking ascot.
The ascots are more...
But they called it an ascot.
Did they?
Yes.
Who? When?
People on the Scooby-Doo
cartoon. Scooby-Doo actually referred to it as an ascot?
Yes.
Huh. I don't think they were right.
Well, that's what they called it, so I think they're right, just by virtue of them.
So you trust Scooby-Doo more than you trust the writers of Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. Well, who wouldn't? Come on.
I guess that's true. What do you think was in those Scooby snacks?
Pot.
Human blood.
Human blood. Dumbass says, can you make it so when an oxygenarian can choose to go on the other paths by only dropping one part of it, e.g. allow ability to eat and become teetotaler? No.
That's more like teetotaler.
Teetotaler. It's weird, though. You know, thinking about it, even in Latin, there's like a certain amount of leet speak with the whole saying e.g. instead of... Executo gronius or whatever that stands for.
Gronius.
Which is more like a spell in Harry Potter to produce bad puns.
Aren't all those spells in Harry Potter designed to produce bad puns?
Yeah, that's something that kind of bothers me about Harry Potter is the stupid spell.
Yeah. You think J.K. Rowling could have spent like 5 more minutes?
I mean, a lot of what I feel is wrong with the later Harry Potter books, though, is that they had to sort of stick to some of the traditions set in the first one, which was very much a children's book.
Yeah. Well, a lot of creative works have that problem.
Yeah. Everything that smiles gives you stats. Vicky says, where does the meat come from when you eat hell ramen? It's ramen is such a bargain that it saves you meat every time you eat it, so that's savings. Yeah. I mean, it's like Benjamin Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Never mind that it's one of the more expensive foods in the game. But that's the player economy, not DM.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Jay Herskow says, how about a way to see how much you have eaten, similar to how drunk you are? How do you type with boxing gloves on?
I think that is our boxing gloves message.
Yeah. Somebody actually has asked that further down the list, too.
Phoebe Katana says, why doesn't the rathead balloon look like nothing that... No, sorry. Why doesn't the rathead balloon look nothing like anything that actually exists? Wait, no. Why doesn't the rathead balloon look like anything that actually exists? I don't really understand this question.
I posit that it just... doesn't think that the rathead balloon looks like anything, but it's just random squiggles with a balloon thing on it.
With a boing thing on it?
Yeah.
Boing.
What does a rathead balloon even look like?
I
think I looked at it like a couple days ago when I was looking at these questions.
It looks like a rat head with a string.
Yeah, basically.
In Fifi Katana's defense, it did take me a couple of times to see the rat head in the rat head balloon. Not that it could really work any better than that, and that just be instantly, you know, Disney copyright.
Yeah, I didn't want to make. I didn't want to Disneyfy it too much. Like.
Yeah. So I mean, but just keep looking. It's like the Magic Eye stereograms.
Yeah.
When do I get to see the sailboat?
It's not a schooner.
I never had trouble with stereograms, but I apparently wasn't doing them correctly. I was doing them backwards.
Huh.
Like, I always crossed my eyes instead of getting my eyes to diverge.
Huh.
So everything
I've
that was
never
supposed
been
to be
able
coming
to
out
see
at you was sinking in.
Huh.
Yep. I found one once. I found this, like, text file back in the early days of the internet that described it. It just, like, sort of explained how random.stereograms worked. And there were ones that you could do that were in maybe 40 ASCII characters, just positioned such that if you got your eyes to do that thing, they would be like marching out towards you.
Huh.
It was.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how simple it can be. Anyway, yeah, I always do them wrong, and so everything that's supposed to be popping out sinks in, and everything that's supposed to be sinking in
Weird.
Pops out. Yeah. Canker Girl says, the level 3 clan application restriction is pretty dumb for multiply ascended folks. Could you remove it for those that have ascended, or at least allow the whitelist to circumvent it?
Is it still such that, like, anyone who ascends can't get to level 3 on, like, day 1?
Yeah, I mean...
I've recently started playing again, and my character without any skills was able to get to level 3 by breathing wrong.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, you don't get kicked out of the clan that you're in, and it's just kind of, yeah. I mean, I guess there's no reason not to.
There's also no reason to.
Yeah.
It's your reward for getting to level 3.
Yeah. It's fun. And Naked Juice says, the null misfire in chat using the right-click menu also happens if you click on the text of a private message instead of the name of the sender. Yeah, I meant to talk to you about that. So, you know, apparently, there are times when the player null is getting all kinds of private messages because there's some glitch that will send it to the player. And
I'd look at that. Yeah. I'm probably just not bound to checking that properly.
It's something about, like, if you right-click on somebody, then they scroll past where you clicked, and then you go to send a message, it no longer knows who you had clicked on.
That sounds a little imprecise. I'll look at it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I couldn't duplicate it, but yeah. A Naked Juice says it happens to him pretty regularly.
Well, I think that what's happening is it happens only whenever the player, whenever the script is looking for a player name rather than a player ID number. So it like screws up there, because if it can't find showplayer.php or ascensionhistory.php in the link, it just won't fire. So I think what's happening is it's just firing on something that has a show player but doesn't conform to the name specification that I've written in that regular expression or something. So I mean, the fix is probably just as simple as doing if player name equals no return. Which means it won't fire sometimes whenever it does weird things, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going on. So, and now you know the rest of the story.
J. Erskill says, how about letting Pavd, Teetotaler, Boostafarian, and Oxy eat and drink on the KOL holidays? It's a one-day thing and be fun. After all, it does say everyone eat, drink. That would make it so everyone would start incorporating the holidays into their ascension plans, and that's
there
just
are a lot
great.
Of questions about paths and breaking them. Just
yeah,
I just sort of the blanket answer to all those questions is whenever you choose a path, you choose to give up those sorts of things. Like your choice of oxygenarium means that you do not want to participate in any food or booze related holidays. It's something that should be involved in your choice to make those paths. And if you don't like that, and you're in the middle of one of those paths or something, you can always drop it if you really want to play with the holiday or event that much. Let's see here. Griffin B says, no! Change the Big Rock description back to the stupid one. That
oh, come on. It wasn't stupid. You're fired.
Yeah. I liked the old description.
Smooth Move says, any chance of a decent consumable being added to the Moxie Guild store? It's not generally worth opening up at this point. What? Moxie Magnets rule.
I eat them for breakfast, so I consider them consumable.
They're high in fiber and low in fat.
Yes, they're high in magnetic iron.
You mean iron?
Just like lobsters.
But it wasn't a lobster. It was a moxie
magnet. Lobster sticks to magnet.
Oh, right, right.
What's that from?
You never
it's
heard
a flash
lobster
movie.
Magnet?
Oh.
left claw north, right claw south! A little flash. It's funny. It's awesome.
Okay. I'll have to show you after the, whatchamacallit.
Yes.
You know.
Right now.
We're always thinking. We're always thinking about things and stuff to put in places. Maybe one day.
We thought of one a few minutes ago, but
yeah.
I don't know if that one's going to happen.
Well, I'll work on it. Maybe it will.
Yeah, well.
Oh,
the one I suggested.
Oh, right. Oh, people would be so angry with us.
Well, it would just... it would just confirm what we've always said about this not being a kids' game.
Yeah, that's very true.
Oh, let's see.
We should try to have an entire radio show where we don't actually have any content and just allude to other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
we could almost do it at this point. We have a lot of things in the pipe. And a lot of things in the ass pipe.
There have been a lot of things in my pipe lately, which is why I've been having so many ideas. Get it? Like Green Day, I'm smoking my inspiration.
Or like Space Ghost, where they go dive, suck on the pipes.
I don't know.
Yeah, you probably won't get that.
Miakis says, yeah, dear Jake Riffinzino, how do you type with boxing gloves on? Sincerely, Miakis, Manhattan, Kansas. Morbank says, how about giving the 10th room of the Daily Dungeon, the final chest, a Clover adventure where you can select any of the 6 possible DD rewards? Nope, that problem is as solved as it is ever going to get.
Yep, that would make things way too easy.
Take all button from closet, says Canker Girl.
No.
Just stop using your closet. Pixel Monster drop rate should not be capped. What?
All drop rates are capped at 100%.
Yeah.
I don't think you want us to change that.
Maybe they're assuming that you could theoretically get all the pixels which make up the monster as drops, and since there are clearly a lot more pixels than there are.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can see how maybe they're saying that certain monsters should drop more than 3 pixels.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's pretty well balanced, and they're all relatively straightforward, and they all have the colors that are in them.
Maybe we could add, like, another set of 3 to each one that were, like, half the drop rate, kind of like the way the pickle monsters work.
I don't remember how the pickle monsters work.
Well, they have one drop. Here's major spoilers, I'm sure, for everyone. Their main drop, they have one main drop at, like, a high percentage, and then they can drop the same item, but at, like, half or a third.
But I don't really want to increase pixel drops. We could cut the primary drop in half, and then be 2 of them.
Yeah, that would just make them harder to find overall. Because the percentage increase from your item drop bonus would increase it by a lesser amount than what it would be if it was just one big one.
Oh, yeah.
How that works.
I don't know anything about math.
Me either. Math is hard.
Canker Girl says, keep all familiar kills, but just zero them out temporarily for ascension. We've actually got something on the pipe, on the burner,
yeah.
In the pipe burner. That'll make it so kills are preserved.
It just requires me to do a lot of data moving around, which makes me uncomfortable. Also, the chillins are saying hot stuff that they can barely hear you.
Huh.
So,
perhaps it's because I'm not talking.
That might also be true.
I mean, your levels look about the same as everybody else's on the witch what here.
Yeah.
That's
just what the chillins say. I don't know what's actually true or not.
Canker Girl says, can we get hardcore ancestral on our ascending stats thing? I don't... Like total stats from hardcore ascensions? That isn't tracked anywhere else, though, is it? I mean...
I have no idea how you actually generate those.
They're in the ascension table, the stats you had when you ascended, so...
Oh, well, that's not too difficult to...
No, it wouldn't be. I just don't know why anybody cares.
It's more data.
Yeah. Snarkout Queen says, "Dear fellows, is there any chance we could get a softcore only checkbox for search players? It would make me so very happy." I think that what we should do is figure out a way to just completely improve search players.
We might consider maybe like making a caching table for that, that like just stores results for once every like hour or 30 minutes or other delineation.
Or then I'd be like, dude, this table's totally cached. We should get another one, dude.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that would be a way to speed that up for and sacrifice some accuracy.
Yeah.
I mean, the search player thing is for mostly used for PvP, right? And contact lists.
So.
And, like, sending buffs. So, I don't think that it really matters, like, what name capitalization they have, you know, exactly, or, you know. We could probably make it so the PvP updates in real time, but everything else, like their level and their, I don't know, there are those other things that we keep about players that show up there. Like their clan and their... All those things. And then we just index the hell out of it and make it nice and fast.
Yeah. I wonder how long it would take to just dump player into another table every half hour.
It can't take that long. It's only 100... It's like 180,000 rows right now.
Yeah. The problem that I had with it before was that I would want that table to be on DB2.
Yeah.
And having it mirror across there is kind of a pain in the ass, because to do it in code, you sort of have to insert it one row at a time, which takes a long time.
We'll figure something out. We could actually, well, if we have it as a cron job, we could have a script that runs, just dumps it to an SQL file, then, you know, bounces it over and runs it on DB2. You know, kind of like how we do the backups.
Yeah.
That would be relatively quick and painless and across databases.
And yeah, except player is NODB.
Oh. Well, Katamari Damacy, shut the fuck up. Maybe just dump it as an SQL file.
That's true.
Use files.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So Phoenix complains that she can't click on people's names in the MMG to go to their profiles, which I don't really see any reason not to put that in there. Bunyip Amber says, I know this has been brought up before, and you said that you already tracked spleen consumption records. I know it would seem weird, but I would really like to see it. I'd also like to see who has breathed the most cans of air. Is it possible to run query on that? Could you please do that if possible? I don't remember what it's called in there.
We had definitely decided not to put that in for some reason.
Well, there's just so few spleen items that it really wouldn't be that big. Yeah. I mean, like, oh, this guy has consumed, you know, 200,000 medicinal herbs. Whoop de fucking do, you know? I mean, I imagine some people would care, but not many.
I would imagine some people would actually meet that with a heartfelt whoop-de-fucking-do. Instead of a sarcastic one like you just did.
No. Well, it shows how much you know.
I wonder if anybody has ever uttered a heartfelt whoop-de-fucking-do.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
No,
I don't know. Like, fucking sort of automatically makes it sarcastic.
Fan-fucking-tastic, which kind of means the opposite of fantastic. Bunny of Anther says, and you seriously need to either make the 200 character longer or make some special exception for Radio Bugbear. You kill me here, or here is the place in which you are killing me.
Make the 200 character longer? I don't think you can make 200 characters longer than, you know, it's 200 characters is always going to be the same size.
200 character limit.
Yeah.
Longer. Might be worth changing the data type. Now that we don't keep as much chat as we used to on the live servers,
it's...
Huh?
Well, no. It's just that you can actually still send like 250 characters. It just.
But I'm talking about extending the limit to the 16 characters instead of 2 to the 8, and just do more intelligent shopping off at the ass end than we do now.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, because right now it's possible under certain circumstances, if you get really unlucky with the Gothy effect, to like break the chat.
Doesn't that just truncate your sentence?
But sometimes it'll end up in the middle of an HTML tag.
Yeah, sometimes it does, because it adds so many tags when it's adding the Gothy effect. So basically what we were talking about was storing the chat field as like a text thing instead of a char field, which is limited to 255 characters.
I didn't realize it was limited in the database too.
Yeah.
It's
faster that way, but it's also, I mean, in Windows, not so much faster was the problem, is it takes up less space. But now that we don't keep every, all
the thing is, I don't think it actually takes up less space, because I think if it was a text field and everyone who said anything in chat only said like one character, that it would be smaller in general. It would be slower to search because it's not a fixed size.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it real quick here.
Yeah. It can burst too.
No, it's a fixed length field. Everything takes up the same amount of space. The thing is that fixed length things are faster to search.
Yeah.
So, but if we change it to a text type, it would no longer be a fixed length. It would be a variable width.
I fixed your mom's length.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, yeah. A variable width.
It's some sort of like telescoping genitalia.
Oh yeah.
Don't we all have sort of telescoping genitalia?
Well, since all of us in this room are male.
Yeah. I don't really want to think about that a whole lot, honestly.
What, our genitalia or the database?
Yes.
Because I'm not paying you to think about our genitalia, but I am paying you to think about the database. So.
That's a good point. I'm glad it's that way, too.
I'm not being paid to think about your axe wound, nor am I being paid to think about your gash.
I was just watching that a few days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking today how I haven't watched it in far too long. That's such a good song. I wish I had an MP3 of it.
Have you heard some of his newer stuff, like the Kelp song? And I'll have to send you a link.
I wasn't entirely pleased with a lot of the stuff on that site. Like the Zoology Dragon was kind of funny, but it just didn't have that. It didn't have that same zing.
He apparently has a band now.
Huh.
So some of the songs are more interesting.
Rick Fuel says, so since you deleted the black gift boxes with one meat inside, are you planning on doing that for the other packages? Since I got someone to send me all the gift packages with only one meat so I could have them in my display case.
Yeah, we were talking. The main reason why we did that is because it was 2/3 of the entire gift table, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm curious, actually. I want to see if that actually made a difference in the amount of time rollover took.
Huh.
I can't find the link. Wow, no. The item stat generating portion of rollover took 1.5 minutes longer today than it did yesterday.
Huh.
Interesting. Maybe it was just kind of hanging out and chilling because it didn't think that it had to look at a huge gift table.
I was like, I don't have to do anything right now. It's my union break.
Yeah. Bunyip Handler says, there isn't a last adventure link to the heart of the Kirpt if you lose to the Boner Dagon. Xenophobe, be a deer and fix that for us, will you?
I don't want to be a deer. I want to be a doe.
Don't lose. Losing is for losers.
Yeah.
Fuzor says, any reason why the triple X prawns aren't sleazy and the flaming trolls aren't fire elements? Yeah, because they need to be bad spelling element to be susceptible to the dictionary.
But can't their individual attacks do fire or sleazy damage?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's waiting for Mr. Skullhead to get to that point in the monster table. And whenever he has nothing to do, he goes and writes more things for monsters to say and do. And in that, he can spend two of the element of different attacks to whatever is sort of narratively important.
I went through and did a bunch of changes, but has he been actually altering the...
I don't know. You'd have to ask him. Okay. I'm assuming he is, because some of them have changed. That may just be the force of you.
Hey, you can ask him this weekend when he moves here.
That's Woo! Very true. I could. It's going to be funny because he's going to have to come to work.
Yeah, it's although I doubt if he'll actually be working regularly for the first couple of weeks.
Well, sure.
I don't entirely know how they're going about the process of moving.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not expecting him to be, you know.
Yeah, Lainey is pretty much handling that whole thing. I guess we got the keys to the condo today.
Yeah.
Woo! The Kelp song is right on the front of the front page of Rather Good.
I see. Can you get an MP3 of the Axe Wound song?
Although
it's just an infinite loop, so playing that during a break would cause our break to be infinitely long. I could deal with that too, actually. Noodle Bandit says, can we possibly get a way to put items from Hank's into our clan stash? Nope. There'll never be a way for items to go into Hank's except by ascending, and there will never be a way for items to come out of Hank's except by pulls. Ever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just saying. Fucker. Now Noodle Bandit's going to be all sad because I called him a fucker.
Maybe he'll be happy.
Sorry, Noodle Bandit. I didn't mean to call you a fucker. You fucker!
Okay.
I meant that one, though.
I'm changing the Triple X Prawn to be one-third sleaze, one-third physical, and one-third bad spelling damage.
For his attacks?
Yeah. Cause just from the attack text, that's what makes sense.
Okay.
But his element that provides his susceptibility is still bad spelling.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
So basically, sometimes he just will hit you for different types of damage,
depending on how he attacks.
Yeah.
Archangel UK says, any chance we could get the description pop-ups by clicking on the food and booze items in the show consumption page?
Yeah,
there's no reason. No reason.
You really think so? Like,
yeah, why not?
Okay. I can do that right now for what it's worth.
Oh, pulls and gift boxes. Also, Noodle Bandit is a she, so sorry, fuckeretta.
Wow.
I don't know.
I guess the showing consumption stuff isn't, like, publicly viewable, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what this thing is going to do. If I have QuickTime installed, I think this... Yep, motherfuck, son of a whore.
It's going to crash your browser.
Yeah. I wonder if I can load it and then just save from Internet Explorer. I mean...
You just use, like, wget to grab it.
I'm using Mozilla. Save page as... Ooh, and it's actually going to save as an MP3. Hot. All right, so we're going to be graced with some thinking about your axe wound. Thank you, Rillsby.
And I'm typing. I think this is like how many shots of heroin whenever I implement something on the show for the drinking game?
Oh, I don't remember.
You know, like, or is it hits of LSD for this one? I don't remember.
LOTE says the 30 round limit should be dropped from boss battles. I just lost to the Goblin King because of it, and now I have to get more perfume. Well, don't lose to the Goblin King.
Don't lose to the Goblin King.
Well, that's a good song.
It is. It's a great song.
Everyone hail to the Goblin King.
Hey, did you guys notice that there's something going on in town in the game?
No.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Well, I don't see anything different.
Yeah, I don't either.
Huh. Maybe my eyes are deceiving me.
Your eyes are very deceitful.
Oh, right, they moved that invisible fence. That was such a great post, that Joe is Me guy. Is he the one who did the Pet Rock avatar, too, or...
I don't remember.
I think a lot of people have started...
A lot of people have, like, co-opted it for their forum avatars, but...
Well, it was just totally awesome, I think.
That's such a great thing. Man, I'm glad I hired Riff. Bulletproof says, would it be possible to make a way to bleat multiple people at once?
No. I don't know.
Archangel UK says, I've caught up on the old shows, and Riff, you play / know of Mornington Crescent? Cool. If you fancy any of the I'm Sorry radio shows featuring MC, send us a K-mail. Is that the British us?
The,
like,
what?
Give us a kiss?
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, I'm a big old player of Mornington Crescent. Perennially. Sometimes I... for like a month or so, I'll get back into it again and show up on all the Mornington Crescent sites like York and Orange MC and I don't know, I forget the names of them.
Archangel UK also says, on another note though, who amongst you screams most like a girl?
Yee!
The only time I've ever actually screamed, I was actually pretty proud of myself. I was working at the movie theater, and we were closing up the movie theater, and it was me and the, like, general manager, who I would have thought would have been above such things as this, but walking down this, like, there's basically a part of leaving the theater where you had to walk down a stairway in complete darkness. This was before OSHA. not really, but, like, you know, turning off the lights and everything and leaving the theater, and she had, like, hid in this little walkway between the bottom of the stairway and the bathrooms, and just walked up and asked me some questions. Like, obviously to scare me on purpose, but I thought she was already outside, and I just screamed in terror, completely out of my control. It was awesome. I was just, like, I was just frozen. I held my hands out in front of me and screamed, and I just sort of
was sitting there watching 3 or 4 seconds go by while I was continuing to scream, thinking, okay, you know, it's just Sue, just scaring me. Nothing's really going on here. This is not a big... Ah, I'm done screaming. Fuck you, Sue!
Well,
but no, my scream was very deep. She was like, wow, you got a good manly scream there. So I'm guessing it's not me. What about you guys? Any screams?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been in an actual situation of terror like that.
Don't we all scream for ice cream?
I know.
I would imagine, based on that statement, that Hot Stuff probably has the girliest scream.
So, Jake, is there any reason why we're using the item names include on the on the consumption table thing instead of joining against the item mirror table?
Probably because the item mirror table didn't exist.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to change it then. Yeah. That'll save us some disk transfer on the DOS or DOS servers web.
Bob 33333 said, a couple of weeks ago, I saw 470 million meat sell on eBay for $888.
Wow. Somebody's
there's insane. There's a 500 million meat auction that I'm going to check on right now. It was at $200 and some when I saw it last time.
Bob 53s also asks, and this is interesting, would you be willing to give a vague statistic for ultra rares? For example, how many ultra rares have been found ever, or how many? So there was this problem. I'm going to tell you a story. When we moved to the new servers, we changed both PHP versions and MySQL versions, and we tested everything, and we had to make a lot of changes, and we had to do a lot of fixes during that week when we had loathing2.com set up. I don't think anybody knew about it, but basically, like, we had the dev team guys, like, log on to the new servers and find stuff that was fucked up and stuff that had changed and stuff that we decided to fix now that we had, like, a new clean server to mess with it on. And apparently, in the change between the MySQL version we used to use and the one that we use now, there was a change to the way that empty strings were handled. So, since Christmas, every time an ultra rare was supposed to drop, there was, given people's adventuring habits, there was actually maybe a
one
in 100 or one in... Hot Stuff says one in more than 1,000 chance that it would actually drop. So, whereas there's supposed to be about 3 ultra rares a day dropping, since Christmas there have been somewhere on the order of 0 dropping per day. Three ultra rares maybe total since Christmas have dropped. Now it's fixed, back up to 3 a day. So you'll start to see a lot more ultra rares. They're not quite as ultra rare as they used to be, but
yeah. So a hint to anyone who's investing: dump, dump, dump.
Except there are more ultra rares now, and there will be more soon.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so first of all, eBay. Villa document going for $450 right now.
Really?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
It actually has been
really 22 bids, and it's currently at $450.
They're going to be so disappointed.
Would you be mad at me if I started selling some stuff on
eBay? And then I went into that fucking channel. So I'd be sorry, Villa people. You're douchebags. I'm kidding. It's not that bad.
But it's just not worth $450.
Yeah, it's not worth $450.
Well, I mean, I think the theory is that people will, whoever buys it wants to sell it, but it's not worth $450. Sorry.
How much meat is a...
To buy one is 500 million meat from Uncle P's. Yeah.
And
so there's that Jill that there's no bids on. The 500 million meat is up to 300. Yeah, 300 some bucks.
I should actually go in and fix the the price of the Villa document such that it's not dependent on the auto sale value anymore.
Oh, yeah, so it can be sold in the mall for actual value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I'm in the middle of something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is taking a little longer than I thought it was.
Is that something that can be done in the items from there?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it has to. We have to actually edit
the store.
Yeah, if we so the auto sell value has to be changed in the item spindler, but in order to change the sell price in the store, it has to be specifically put into that the market
table. I think somebody saw the Villa document auction, and there's another one in there with no bids yet. But
yeah, well, then also, and if we don't do the database in manual part first, people will be able to buy free Villa documents.
This is starting to get kind of goofy because what happens. I mean, let's say somebody was selling a sober pill. I mean, would they be able to, if they paid $300 for a sober pill and then we did another, hey, the Penguins destroyed all the sober pills, lol.
Well, I mean, that'd be their lookout.
Yeah, no, I mean, it would be. I mean, it's still, I'm saying the same thing that I always said, which is the fact that you bought it on eBay doesn't mean that it's your property, you know?
And, I mean, almost all the auctions that our listeners don't say, you know, this is not a real thing.
They do say that?
A lot of them. And, like, some of them are very clear, and this is, you know, this is property of Asymmetric. What you're,
yeah, I think
what you're bidding on is, you know, the time not spent gathering the items or the meat or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't, you know.
All right, I pushed that thing. I'm going to trivially announce it as well.
That's kind of nice. All descriptions and likenesses of this virtual object are the property of Asymmetric Publications and will be removed at their discretion.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that almost all the eBay auctions regarding our stuff say
it's
that.
Weird how careful people are, even though we never said anything.
Oh, well, I mean, it's good to be careful.
No, it is. It is. I agree with that.
We're up to 3 pages of KOL items, though. That blows my mind.
Yeah. I wonder if there's anyone who, like, makes their living on KOL like that.
I think it would be hard.
It would be extremely
survive.
Hard without like.
I mean, maybe if you were really abusing a lot of multis.
Yeah. In which case we would find them and take away their babies.
Yeah. people in China that are listening to this radio broadcast and understand English, we're watching you.
Yeah.
When you're farming.
People are selling rubber emo rows on eBay.
On eBay.
Yeah, for $1.
Huh.
Awesome.
Free shipping.
Well, I'm glad they have free shipping. Yeah, shipping can be one of the biggest scams on eBay.
Oh, I know. I was looking. I forget what it was I was looking to buy. I think it was like it was like the old Transformers cassettes that turned into like the Panther and the. Yeah, I was looking at some on eBay and I saw one that was like an unopened pack and he had it on offer for like $30 for buy it now.
Wow.
With like $20 shipping.
I ended up I bought for $35 a complete set of the Tron action figures from
awesome.
the like Tomy original set. Like one not a complete set, I guess, one light cycle and then the complete set of action figures with all the parts. And it ended up costing me like $75 because it ended up being an extra like $35 shipping. But it was
from England.
It was I mean that's what it said on the shipping on the package. I mean it was shipped from the UK and it was heavy because the light cycle has like a flywheel in it, you know? So it was Yeah, that sucks. I wasn't. I never even look at the shipping cost when I buy stuff on eBay, and that's something I should really start paying.
Yeah, I do now.
That's also the only thing I've bought off eBay in the last like 3 years. Yeah. So I
now on the search listings it'll actually show the shipping cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed that just now when I was looking at it. That's
which is really nice. All right, well, that's fixed. So I also need to do the Villa document thing. I will do that.
I think 50 million meat is a fair.
You want to drop it to 50 million?
Not the actual price. The price in the store should not change.
Okay. No. It was,
so that means if we set the auto sell value of it to 25 million, that it could go in the mall for 50 million, right?
I say just make it with no auto sale or value, so that way it can be traded at any price.
Maybe make it. Yeah. I mean, since at this point it's effectively a rare, just make it not discardable or auto sellable. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. I guess that will allow it to set whatever price.
Yeah, the fair market value.
Okay.
Sure, everyone is enjoying my.
All right, kids. This is where the magic happens.
Yeah. Sure, everyone's enjoying my obnoxious typing noises. Because I type really loud.
The Dread Pirate Wesley asks a question that I actually get with some regularity. Just wondering why an underscore is required when doing a slash message to a player with a space in the name, but not when doing a who is. Well, when you're doing a who is, you're not typing anything after the name of the player. when you're doing a message, you are, and so there's no way for us to know where the player's name ends and the message begins. With the who is, there is no message, so it just assumes that everything after the who is part of the player's name. Yeah, that's why. Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, I just want to know what is the way to get the trophy that anyone can get reference." What?
What? Huh? What?
I mean, I guess the way to get the reference is to consume every bit of media that any of us have ever consumed in our life. Read every book, watch every movie, listen to every song. That's how you do it.
Alright, here goes nothing. Turns out that wasn't actually required, that step where you changed the price of the thing in the market thing, because the market actually no longer pays attention to auto sell value.
Oh, yeah. It was already in there like that.
Yeah, I was actually smarter than that. So, awesome, I'm smart.
Moonshay says, "Hey guys, this is definitely the best game I've ever played. Anyway, the Tavern Quest is less rewarding for teetotalers and oxygenarians since I can only use a shiny ring. Since most bars serve food, what if teet's got some sort of stir-fry or food equivalent to the DB drinks? And if oxygen bars exist, so maybe some sort of... adventure stat spleen item could go to oxys. Thanks for everything." And the thing is, the drops from a stuffed can of asparagus are not as rewarding for boostifarians as they are to non-path players. I mean, the fact that there's a quest in the game that gives you a reward that's only useful if you're not on a certain path is not in and of itself a problem that I believe needs to be fixed.
All right, the Villa document thing went in.
Sweet. So now you can sell Villa Docs in the mall for a reasonable price.
Any price you want.
Yeah. That'll be interesting to see what happens.
The market just goes, pew!
Fred Levi says, "The Jarlsberg holiday is easy. Just make it New Year's. The first month is even named after him." Yeah, that's a good point. Glebe says, "I'm taking my SATs on Saturday. Got any tips? Also, how did you score on them?"
I take the SATs.
My tips for taking the SATs are... have read a lot of books.
Yeah.
And go out drinking the night before.
Before you go...
You know, there's always
stories about that. I didn't go out drinking the night before. I got like a 1360, but that was before the recenter, so I'm allowed to say that I got a 1430.
What did the recenter do?
They changed the score. Because if I were applying to college now, I wouldn't have taken the same SAT that like Zeno took.
Yeah.
So they basically made the math.
They made the math harder and added a writing section.
Yeah, but this was before that. This was before the actual change. They realized that. I don't know what it was. I don't know if they were wanting there to be the same number proportionally of verbal 800s as there were math 800s. So basically, like, I got like 630 math, 730 verbal, and the 730 verbal turned into an 800.
Wow.
And then the math went up by like 10 points, too. Huh. So it was like... I don't know exactly why they did it.
Okay.
I just know that if I were filling out a college application, I would... report something other than what I actually scored because I'm like credited with an 800 verbal.
Well, I got an 800 verbal. So what would that?
You guys are
nice. Yeah, I got.
Wow, you that means you're just the bomb. What'd you get on the math?
600.
You guys are.
That's
very crazy. Word inclined.
Word inclined.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, it's like knowing how to spell. I mean, you just.
But it's much more than that.
I mean,
that's
vocabulary. All you have to do is read. You get vocabulary by reading about people fighting with swords and stuff. It's not like it's work, you know?
That's true. I mean,
I did not take the SAT. I took the ACT, for those of you who are not aware, it is a out of 36, and there are four sections. Or at least there were back when I took it. There was an English mechanics section, a math section, a reading comprehension section, and a sort of a science...
It was sort of a science methodology section. So,
yeah.
It was.
I got, let's see, and you can score 36 in each category, and then they average it out. I think they weighed it a little. I got a 31 overall somehow. I think I got like a 34 in English mechanics, a 30 in math, a 28 in a reading comprehension, and then either a 30 or 31 in the science logic.
The ACT was actually what got me into college. I would not have ever had to take the SAT, yeah. And I still would have had exactly the same thing happen to me that happened to me.
Yeah. Back whenever I was a high school chillin', the difference between the SAT and the ACT was that the SAT had, like, weird vocabulary, and the ACT had trig. So,
Right. Yeah, the math on the ACT I remember being much harder than the just higher level than the math on the SAT.
So
the way my college application worked was that you had to be in a certain percentile in your class ranking
that
varied depending on your ACT score. So if you had a shitty ACT score, you had to be in like the top 1% of your class.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, but like I think I got a 30. Oops, I think I turned my mic off. I got a 32 on the ACT, and so I had to be in the top 70% of my class to get in to University of Illinois. I made it, but not by that wide of a margin. I had horrible grades in high school.
I did okay in high school up until, like, my senior year when I just sort of totally slacked off.
Yeah. Once I got into the college I wanted to go to, I asked my dad. I'm like, Dad, can I please blow off school? Like, he's like, fine, just don't fail anything.
Yeah, because my dad was like a professor in the English department at the college I was going to go to, so there was like pretty much no way I could have not got in except unless maybe I
was for free anyways.
Yeah, well, I think we got a discount. But yeah, I would have had to, like, burn some major buildings down before they would have rejected me. So I mostly used high school as a place to sleep.
And play Dungeons and Dragons.
Under the stairs.
So what about you, Hotstuff?
I did okay.
Yeah. He doesn't remember.
I think I got a 15, 20 on the SATs and a 35 on the ACTs. Huh.
You took the SAT when
back when
Riff and I did. Yeah, wow. So
I got a 790 math and a 7. Okay, it was 1510, 720 verbal.
Yeah, so you probably could say that you got an 800 verbal at this point.
But you could say that you got a 15. If he was going back to school. Yeah.
No, but used to just to be a badass. See, Hot Stuff's smarter than all of us.
No, not really.
I have to say, when I went to visit Hot Stuff in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that was the first time, I mean, no offense to you guys, but that was the first time in years that I walked into a room, participated in a conversation for a few minutes, and then I thought to myself, all right, I am definitely the stupidest person in this room.
You thought just in the kitchen?
Yeah, that was totally. Huh. Yeah.
I guess it's all like MIT.
Yeah, it's all just like MIT grad students and like, yeah, it's crazy.
It's not a bad thing.
Anyway, Gleebs, you're probably fine. If you read everything,
in KOL, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
If you know what all those words mean, you're gonna.
If it weren't for all the alcohol, we could totally build this as SAT prep.
Yeah, we'll put in a zone that where you have to answer those analogies.
Yeah. Oh God,
Nob is to goblin as.
Wow.
As sausage is to.
So I'm thinking it's music break time.
I'm also thinking it's music break time.
What do I have? I have the thinking about your axe wound song, which is only 1 minute long. So we could do the Frank Sinatra Bing Crosby version of Good King Wenceslas that I have here.
You could do Kelp. I sent you that link too.
Oh, I didn't actually save that one though. I want to see the video to that one before. There's Conan the Barbarian saying, what is best in life.
Just put that one on like 30 times.
Well, half an hour.
What about Rock Lobster?
Yeah, okay.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
We'll do it. Yeah, since to commemorate Hot Stuff coming here and outscoring all of our asses on standardized tests, we'll play whatever he wants. Oh, come on. Family Guy, Rock Lobster, and then Inflammatory Writ.
Sure.
Yep.
I played Vampire Bat recently, so I don't think we should do that.
I wish we could. If anybody listening has more Wesley Willis songs,
I have a couple CDs.
Really? You need to bring them in here so we can play them.
Oh, okay.
Vampire Bat's the only one.
They're probably in my full albums directory on the network drive.
Really?
There's probably, there's probably at least Mr. Magoo Goes to Jail Volume 2, which is the one of them.
Is that his second album? Or
no, I mean, it's probably his. He released, I'm pretty sure, 40 or 50 albums.
My God!
Every song.
Exactly the same.
It's like, every once, there would be some sort of shifts in his career when he would get a new keyboard that had new demo songs on it.
No, yeah, Mr. Magoo Goes to Jail, Volume 1 is totally in the full album.
Awesome. Sorry,
volume 1, not Volume 2.
Well, song 23 is called Kiss My Black Ass.
Yep. And I Murdered Your Family. That was the first Wesley Willis song I ever heard. In fact, you know, I'm going to play something off that album.
Yay. I Whipped Superman's Ass.
All right, sorry guys, I'm looking through this. I'm just going to play two songs from this album so you can see what Wesley Willis' gimmick is. I'm going to play I Whipped Superman's Ass, followed by Taste a Panda's Ass. All right, we'll be back in a little while,
Chicago.
Guys.
Oh, baby, I'm singing about your axe wound. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your gash. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your axe wound. Singing about your gash. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your spasso. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your flange. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your spasso. Singing about your flange. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your spankers. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your snatch. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your spankers. Singing about your snatch. Dibbidoo, dibbidoo, flash, dibbidoo, main. Dibbidoo, flash, dibbidoo, gash. Dibbidoo, salt. Dibbidoo, box. Dibbidoo, mount. Dibbidoo, wax loom. Bench. Flash. Salt. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your ex-wound. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your cash. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your ex-wound. Singing about your cash.
Cleveland, sit down. I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles. We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. Rock lobster. Rock lobster. Yeah, you're gonna be okay.
The night, in spite of all the time that we spend from the master. Derailed that disaster. Said, hand that pen over to me, poetaster. Well, across the great plains, keen and lovely and awful, you laid the lost trade. American novels, an unlawful lot left to stutter and freeze bloodlit. But at least they didn't run to their undying credit.
me. He knocked me to the floor. I got back up and knocked him to the floor. Superman was being such a rough dick. I whip Superman's ass. Rock over London, rock over Chicago, Shell. It's the world's best-selling gasoline.
Best music break ever.
Yes.
I concur.
I concur.
And Naked Juice says, can we have a check man like slash last, but maybe slash last sent that shows the last 10 PMs we sent?
Isn't there already that?
That command exists, but I think it got broken by the last ban command, as near as I can tell.
Huh. Weird. I'll have to look at it later. Vlad Slipshod says, can you make the right-click menu work on the orange event notifications? I guess there's not really any.
Let me see if... Yeah, last set doesn't do anything anymore.
Weird.
And looking at the code...
I'm going to add the right-click
menu. No, you know what? It does. I'm sorry.
I think what the problem is that since we're clearing out all the old private messages every day, that it's just, for some people, it's just never going to have anything in there because they may not have sent the PM that day, or they may have neglected to taste the panda's ass that day. You know, it could be either or. So, maybe I should answer questions instead of...
No, last set does seem to be actually working.
Oh, okay.
So, should I answer questions or should you, Jack? Because I don't think we should both be working on code.
Oh, yeah.
During the show.
That's really true. Anushka says, will there be anything interesting south of the border for Cinco de Mayo? No. There's some other stuff going
on.
Yeah,
I think we missed that already.
We kind of forgot about Cinco de Mayo, and, yeah.
Okay, so I added the right quick menu thing to main.php, but I have no idea what if it worked or not. So if it doesn't work, throw your hands up in the air and scream, and maybe I'll hear you.
Is that, oh, for the event, like, orange notifications?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure all I had to do was just load RCMs. I think I made that dirt simple.
Lilith Tavril says, could you please state the purpose of the canon change so people in chat will stop asking about it? I don't know what you're talking about.
Nothing's changed.
Sigmar says, how do you lift up a whole accordion through a sewer with just some chewing gum on a string? It's really sticky gum.
How don't you, really?
Yeah.
I mean, on the way here, I pulled four accordions out of sewers with chewing gum. It's hard to stop even just doing it by accident.
you can't pull just one? Dior says, is there anything special I have to do if I am planning to send my donations via mail? I live in Hong Kong. I would say that the only thing you'd really want to do is, A, have a pretty good fit of patience, because it's probably going to take a while, and, two, wrap your money in, like, paper and stuff, so that way people handling your mail can't see that there's money inside of your envelope and steal it. And, Son, get lots of stamps. You're probably going to need them. Hot Stuff approves of my enumeration.
Ordering scheme, yeah.
The Three says, I'm disappointed there are no men at work around the new construction site in Seaside Town.
They're all busy dancing at the casino.
I think putting them there would be overkill.
I won't be able to see them very well.
And who could it be now, anyway?
Hmm.
I always thought that the Man of War was a cool-sounding sea creature. And also terrifying-looking.
Where? What?
The Man of War? Like the,
what does that have to do with what he said?
Man at Work, Man at War.
Oh.
What is the Man... The Man of War is like a jellyfish, right?
Something like that.
It's sort of a floating, stinging jellyfish.
Yeah, it looks terrifying.
Kahufu says, hey guys, what up? Is there any chance of you adding some kind of feature to a slash who is of the various developers stating what their role in developing KOL is? I think that would require to formalize everybody's roles in developing KOL to a point that we're not comfortable.
We could make it so that whenever someone who is you or me, Jake, you could say developers, 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 developers.
That's a pretty good idea. And then anybody who... yeah.
Like who is Mr. Skullhunter? If we can go content writers, content writers, content writers, content writers 39 times.
Was it 39?
No, I think he said it 37 times in a row.
37?
Yeah. And it just didn't make sense without those last two developers. I told him to say it 39 times, but he only said it 37.
Crazy Sauce says, wouldn't it make more sense if Mr. A also came with some kind of coldness protection when equipped?
No. Someone, and he knows who he is, tried to bribe me with $100 Canadian to make a golden Mr. A. And I'm like, go ahead and send it and see what happens. And he did, and I'm like, haha.
That's totally not enough. I mean, that's what, like... $4.95 in real money.
Golden Mr. A? That's kind of funny.
I need to make the change to intrinsics that allows accessories to have intrinsics, so that way whenever you equip it, Mr. A, it gives you intrinsic Canadianity.
Mm.
I guess I could also make it an offhand item and just be really cheap about it, but that would be kind of, like I said, cheap.
Chalk says, why aren't there any items in the kingdom that begin with the letter X? We need some. Well, there's Lyania's notebook.
Yeah. And Xenophobe's cheese sauce. But no one's found that yet.
Oh, yeah.
If you combine that with anti-cheese, do you get Xenophobe's sauce?
Yeah. I'm Xenophobe, and I don't really want to think about that.
Big Ben WDX says, about the trophy that anyone can get, can you get it when you're beaten up? / have zero HP also? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
this is, people are going to hate us. People already hate us, but they're just going to hate us more.
Fred Levi says, I wonder what people would do if an ultra rare item was usable, like a mega elixir that fully restored HP and MP and was usable in combat. Would they use it or sell it? That would be a really shitty ultra rare.
Yeah. Have to be like a semi rare.
Also, just sort of as a general blanket announcement, I really, really, really hate that people are calling the trophy that we've hinted to the Skilt trophy.
What is that?
I have no idea, but it is the worst name for anything. It's spelled S-K-I-L-T.
I don't understand where it came from.
It came out of the let's find those trophies thread in the forums.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's a reference of some sort, though.
It's still an unholy abomination and should be crushed. I mean, I guess I can understand the need for consistent nomenclature, but how about some consistent nomenclature that doesn't sound like text messaging speak? Unless, imagine if it were text messaging speak, there wouldn't be an I or like an S or any other of those letters. It'd just be like K.
El North says, I've heard there will be physical resistant monsters. Will physical attacks do one damage to them, or will they just have high damage absorption? The way that I'm envisioning it, all physical attacks will do one damage to them.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yep.
We had an idea for one of those the other day.
Does that mean magical attacks all do double damage?
No.
Just means that you can actually hurt them.
Yeah.
Johnny says he's a Flash developer and would love to do something KOL related. I can send you links to my work if interested. Sure.
Johnny.
Sinatra says, when do we get a / Pizza Hut command? If it's good enough for EverQuest, it's good enough for us.
Well, I think they need to pass before.
We should make a / Pizza command that just opens a new window with a Google search for pizza. Huh.
According to this guy, a guy in the forum regarding the Skilt name just pulled it out of his ass. It means nothing. So, yeah, now I hate it even more. Which I'm not sure was possible. But apparently it is.
Slow1Me says, the rathead balloon is like the faces in vases thing. Look one way, it's a rathead. Look another, it's a bizarre blob of nothing.
You say that about most things, though?
Yeah. Isn't anything like that?
Oh my god, it's you! It's happening to you, too! Your face looks like a weird blob of nothing.
It's a weird blob of nothing.
He's also an ugly bag of mostly water.
Kate of Zero says, what's with the new fence around the cannon? What kind of shenanigans is this ballyhoo?
I don't know.
The hijinks kind?
It's a rigmarole.
I would definitely say that it's something a lot like Monkey Shines.
But is it oriented strictly to Wittershins?
Wittershins.
I used to work for a contracting company called Wittershins, like when I was like 16. And
what did they do?
They design web pages.
Yerick says your mic connection isn't solid, Jake.
What?
Says solid. That right now?
Yeah, just now in chat.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It means maybe that we're cutting out or there's some sort of monkey.
Someday you'll find it, the microphone connection.
The lovers, the dreamers, and Jake.
Why are there so many songs recorded using microphones?
I'm walking on clouds and flipping off rainbows.
I like the rainbow connection.
Checking my email.
Cellular says, why not any one-handed staves? The inability to equip the cookbook completely offsets any benefits in the mysticality class's specialty weapon. Not for long!
Dun dun dun!
Yeah, we're working on stuff.
Yeah.
Insert me says, just a random question. Have you seen Eureka 7, a new anime? Well, let's see. Is it anime? Yes. That means it sucks and I will never watch it.
Damn it.
Just saying.
Bahu says, could you laugh maniacally at the random guessing about the half of Canon's new graphic, please? Sure.
The entire cast of Rent.
MaxGuy56 says, how about a hater tots trophy for pulling 16 tater tots as your first move in a softcore ascension? Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
No. Uh-huh. Now that you've spoiled it, we're pulling that trophy. Sloanmi says, not a critical bug or anything, but the Ascension history still uses malformed HTML. Check out the TR and close tier tags.
This game uses malformed HTML.
Well, look, I'm a bad programmer, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, don't. If you are really anal about HTML, do not, by any means, look at anything that the chat spews out.
Yeah,
because
you know how the R2 unit that the Jawas first tried to sell Luke and Owen had a bad motivator. Yeah,
do you have
something
a bad
like that
motivator?
Kind of wrong with me?
Yeah,
I have a bad.
I can understand that. I can relate to that.
Personally, I don't care, but I'm just I know that there are people out there who would have fits and aneurysms and cry. Just saying.
Bahu says, it's not a British us, it's a royal we, W-I-I. I really hope that speculation that this is a big joke turns out to be correct.
I still say that the full name of it is Yo Motherfucker Wee!
Be better that way.
When you're a kid and you wanna go wing, you're a bunch of wank out drugs yet.
Hold on for your life.
That is the same for people, your is it? Gonads no. and strife.
That song, that video,
gonads
that song.
Gonads
the video is not actually all that good. The video is only good in terms of it showing you what the lyrics are.
True.
Song and having that creepy, dissected penis on it, it just freaks me out every time I see it.
The entire cast of Rent says, na 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 Katamari Damashi.
There's a character called the entire cast of Rent? Yeah. That's awesome.
I don't know why motherfuckers is constantly trying to get me to watch Rent.
I've never seen it, but it's like, that's a great name.
It's like a bunch of homos singing about homo... Tasia.
I slept on the sidewalk in New York City to see it one time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You got fucking problems, but stuff.
It was
really
kind of
fun, this is what people with the high 1500s on the SAT do with their time. They sleep on sidewalks so that they can watch.
So have we always been at war with Homo Tasia, though?
We have.
The musical Rent, when it came out, they made a policy that they would. They would always sell the first two rows of the entire theater to people who stood in line. Like it was first come, first serve to people who stood in line for tickets that day. So you get the best seats in the house were always sold for like, I think it was like $10 or $20 each to who it like first come, first serve. So if you wanted to see them, you could always go there like, you know, 12 hours before the show started and just stay, well, I guess 20 hours before the show started and just stay on the side.
Is Rent one of those musicals where the first, like, five rows has to wear tarps?
No. Not like, wow.
No, they do, but it's sort of voluntary, and it's only if you don't want to be splattered with gay semen.
Anyway, I went down there with a bunch of friends, and we hung out and stayed on the sidewalk.
So you just slept on the sidewalk?
Yeah, and like a sleeping bag.
Did you still have your wallet when you woke up?
Yes. Although I would say that it is probably the most disgusting I've ever felt in my entire life. I woke up and I was sort of covered in this layer of like black ash. It's just, it's disgusting, the sidewalks in New York City.
All that
I can imagine that's why more people don't sleep there. Sailor Bowser says, can multiples of the Ladle of Mystery be equipped? The item description doesn't specify. Well, then,
probably, then can, then.
Is it, we didn't make that offhand, did we?
No, I don't think so.
I'm a mystic.
No, it's an accessory. Yeah, you can equip more than one. What does it do? Oh, maximum HP, MP. That doesn't make any sense.
Lots of people asking about canon related question.
Ruby Lucky says many people make their living on eBay, but I swear I have never sold a KOL item yet. No, we meant, does anybody make a living selling KOL stuff on eBay? Do you guys think that's a problem?
I don't think it's a problem. It every time I see it, it makes me wish it was us selling it. But I couldn't bring myself to actually do that.
Like, okay, let's say that somebody, you know, farms the peak and they buy Mr. A's on eBay and they farm the peak, they buy Mr. A's in game. And then they sell them for $9.
See, that would just piss me right the hell off.
Yeah, I mean
I would say as long as they're not selling Mr. A's below price, that's fine.
But they are. Well, in terms of the meat sales,
that doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, but they're less than it costs less to buy that meat than it costs to donate for Mr. Accessory. And sell it.
The thing is that
in the mall for that meat. I mean, it's. I mean, I honestly, I don't know. I mean, I think about it as being something that it's like, well, yeah, you know, this probably is, to a certain extent, cutting into the bottom line because somebody who wanted to spend money to get ahead in the game would, under normal circumstances, donate. And I think, by and large, people still do because it's just a lot easier.
Yeah, it's instantaneous. Yeah.
But, you know, it used to only be 4 or 5 auctions at a time, you know. And I mean, it's kind of flattering to think that the stuff, you know, like, I look at it and I'm like, wow, this shit that I made up has a secondary real money economy, but at the same time, it's like...
Also, I think that if we, you know, if we shut down eBay auctions, it would just come back in a black market sort of form.
I worry more about people who spend several hundred dollars on an item that, I mean, we change things every now and then. And like,
see, I have no sympathy for it.
Well, I don't have...
Yeah, we don't have any sympathy, but you know, we also, you know, don't have time to fuck around in court.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... I mean...
Maybe it would be just be a safe move to just axe it.
But I don't know that we necessarily can.
I don't know how we do that.
Yeah, I guess it kind of goes along with our acknowledging that that stuff actually exists.
That's the problem. As soon as we say you can't sell it on eBay, that's acknowledging that, I feel like that's acknowledging that it is somehow property.
And then it opens up a legal can of worms.
Which, I mean, maybe it doesn't, you know? Maybe.
If only there were people that you could talk to about such things.
I think the problem is not that, you know, that we wouldn't be able to find a lawyer. It's that we wouldn't be able to find a lawyer who knows the answers to these questions because these questions are too new to have answers. I mean, and I'm not entirely sure that I would like a world where virtual property was legislated, like real world property, you know, but it's just, I don't know,
these are bold new times.
I don't know how to feel about it anymore. You know, I mean, somebody spending $1,000 to buy meat.
Back in the day,
it was a few dollars at a time. You know, it just kind of wasn't a big deal. I remember once seeing a Bayo selling for $70 and thinking, holy fuck, that's a lot of money for this and whatever. But it's like, now, I mean, you know, okay, if... real-world currency for in-game currency exchanges are not harmful, then why is it that every commercial MMO quashes it?
I think it has to do with control.
Wait, when you say quashes it, what do you mean?
Like, Blizzard doesn't allow... I mean, Blizzard will disable you for buying gold from somebody with real money.
But people do it all the time.
Right, but if they catch you, they disable you.
Yeah.
But they didn't do anything about Diablo 2.
It's because Diablo 2
they still support it in the sense that they continue to run Battle.net servers. And people, there is a thriving...
Well, see, they also didn't charge for those.
They don't charge a monthly fee for Diablo 2.
We don't charge a monthly fee for KOL.
But, you know...
I think that Diablo 2 just can't be compared to World of Warcraft in an online economy.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, the economy is not important to the continued...
Did they quash
them? Yeah.
I mean, didn't Sony open up their own?
Well, yeah. So there it makes sense. I mean, they would quash it just entirely out of self-interest, you know. But the thing is, I mean, we can say we don't sell items, but the thing is, you know, when the sun goes down, we have more money and they have more items. I mean, it's not, you know, it's nebulous because I don't feel like somebody who donated and didn't get a Mr. A could sue us and get their Mr. A. I mean, I feel like I would.
Unless they, well,
I mean, I feel like, you know, whenever somebody donates and doesn't get their Mr. A, they say, "Hey, give me my Mr. A," and I'm like, "Oh, okay, here you go." But, you know, I don't have to. I mean, I don't know. It's weird, and I'm not.
That's the law for you, really.
Yeah,
it's just not designed to be easily understood. That's why there are lawyers, and not that, like you said, not that a lawyer could really answer a question.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, there might be.
That's why there's a class of people who make their living interpreting these sorts of things.
Yeah, I thought that was just to like keep poor people from being able to accomplish anything in the system.
That's how, you know, point A, point B.
Yeah. Huh. Nightgill says, why not change the reward of the Friar's Quest to where you only get the liver every time so nobody would bug you about path rewards from every other quest? You know.
Kato Theros says, gee, listening to you guys talk about the ACT and SATs makes me feel a complete dumbass. Thanks a lot, assholes.
You're welcome. Canada Joe 101 says, I actually learned more than 10 words playing this game. My English teacher asked me where I got such an advanced vocabulary, and I told him, video games.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that makes me feel
I'm really happy that something I've worked on has made people so confusing.
Chalk says, Wesley Willis makes my ears bleed. If I was a panda, I would slay Wesley Willis with a large stalk of bamboo. Nova Knight 21 says, did you ever go to prom? And if so, who with? I did not go to prom.
I did not go to prom.
I went to prom.
Wow.
Several proms.
Several?
Yeah.
I went to
prom at my high school, the prom at my various girlfriend's high schools.
I see.
Hot Stuff continues to go to proms because Hot Stuff continues to maintain a steady stream of 17-year-old girlfriends.
Lucky.
Yeah, Jake, I gotta say that you aren't much better.
Hey.
Out of fairness, I'd say that you aren't much better. Not that I have anything to say in the other end of the spectrum, either, but, you know.
Jack Vermicelli says, could we get a / condense channel command to condense everything in a channel in the buffer? I don't know what that means.
Well, anyway, I don't even see this question. I guess I can search for condense.
It's underneath this stalk of bamboo. Yeah. And a naked Jew says, Last Stand isn't working for him.
Oh, look at it.
Jello Bois says, did any of you guys collect Garbage Pail Kids back in the 80s or the new series that are out now? Both.
I did not.
I collected them when they first came out, but I'm not sure why.
I had a lot of them, and my mother used to regale me with horror stories about her parents throwing out her baseball cards or whatever her. And then she threw out all the garbage, which I'm sure today would be worth thousands of dollars.
See, my parents never threw away anything of mine, and I don't.
Yeah,
I just found when I was going through the garage a cigar box full of I had a bunch of E.T. movie trading cards and a bunch of Return of the Jedi trading cards that they sold. But not very many. We were poor. I didn't get to collect a whole set. I never really had my own money when I was a kid either. You know, nor the ability to go anywhere to spend it because we lived out in the country.
So you'd travel 100 miles just to go to see a movie.
Yeah.
To both ways.
To go to see a first-run movie.
Oh,
yeah. Canada Joe also says, I'm typing a report on the history of English immigration to America as you speak. Do you guys remember any of the random taxes King George used?
He had a really killer video game tax.
Yeah, no, it was awful. The more violent the video game was, the higher the tax rate was.
There's also Vicky a tax says, on sudzu. Skim milk, gummy bears, pure genius.
The Homestar Runner.
Oh, I see. Canada Joe 101 says, no, he doesn't. He said that, and I read it in this.
Oh, man.
Vicky says, my roommate started downloading that developer song off Kazaa one night before going to sleep, and then it automatically played it at maximum volume about a half an hour later when it finished.
Yes.
That's awesome. Big Ben WD says, some random guy said, let's call it skilt, and it is now skilt.
That's horrible. I hope you die.
It's just not a word. Chester Meatpot asks if Riff could make that heebie-heebie-heebie noise that the robot from Buck Rogers makes.
I'm not very familiar with Buck Rogers or the noises of its robots.
So that must be a really hard major to take. Buck Rogers robot noises? can minor in, like, general studies.
Klingon languages.
Little made-up languages.
Yeah. MaxGuy56 says, if I send you guys a special edition DVD of Pulp Fiction, can I get a Mr. L. Jackson that adds motherfucker to the end of everything I say in chat?
There's a good idea.
I don't need that many special edition DVDs of Pulp. I mean, I already have one. Bahu says, why do you guys sound like you're using the recording equipment from Symphony of the Night?
Did you forget to take off the filter that you were playing with?
No, I wasn't playing with a filter. I was playing with feedback by putting the speakers on and going, poop, 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 into the microphone. Because we were in a poop submarine. It was cool.
I'm glad we all don't live there. That would have been kind of smelly.
Okay, Bye says, well, I have bought meat on eBay before, and I still donate at least $30 a month. They aren't mutually exclusive.
Interesting.
All right.
I mean, I feel like I feel like most of the donations that come in are still sort of people wanting to support the game, you know? Like...
No, see, I absolutely don't.
Really?
I mean, whenever donations come in the mail,
yeah,
I process them manually, I see what people sent, I see what people did, and if the proportions there are any indication, then I would say that about one out of every 10 donations is from somebody who really wants to support what we're doing, and the other 9 are from people who just want Mr. A's. Huh. 9 out of 10 donations are just like a check in an envelope with
really?
A player ID written in the memo field. Wow. That is by and large what we get. There are a lot of really nice notes, you know.
Sometimes really some nice really cool things come in those.
Yeah, no, we've gotten a lot of neat stuff in the mail. You know, and there's a lot of things that I read and I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, they like what we're doing. They want to give us some money, but. Like I said, 9 out of 10 of them are just, you know, either that or some, like, cash and a note that says, give Mr. A's to, and then a player name. Huh. And so, I mean...
So, but you feel like, I guess, so you feel like the barrier to buying stuff on eBay is what keeps people from just doing that instead of donating?
Well... I don't know. It's selling things on eBay requires the same sort of like financial tool set that donating does. Like, I don't know that many people send cash for things on eBay.
Yeah, but they trust us.
Yeah,
I mean, and the cash donations that we get compared to the PayPal donations are just a drop in the bucket. I mean, it's you know.
It's just not as easy.
They trust us to give them their Mr. A when they donate, and somebody who wants to, you know, somebody who wants a 10% greater return on meat for money might go to eBay, but they might get fucked. You know?
Yeah, I would say the difference between eBay and donating is definitely the being fucked factor.
Although, you know, I've never... Granted, maybe it's just because people know better than to report to us if they get fucked on some eBay sale, because it's sure as hell not our problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I've never heard of it happening.
I mean, if you're a crafty scammer on eBay... You can, you know, write the selling Mr. A for $5 message and just not include any contact information about your player thing. It would be difficult, not, I wouldn't say impossible, but difficult for us to track you down. So you should definitely do that so you can get put in jail for fraud.
You know, it might be good for...
Us to
it might be good for inflation to sell meat on eBay. because it's putting
good for good. If
it might be good for the economy that meat is being sold on eBay because
not that we should be selling meat.
No, certainly not. Because selling meat on eBay doesn't generate any meat, you know. So
it also
what it does is it takes it from somebody who's going to stop playing the game. Well, the thing is, if it takes it from somebody who's going to stop playing the game and just reinjects it into the economy, then that's not bad for the economy.
Right.
It'd be better for it to just go fallow.
But assuming that they do keep playing.
Yeah,
and we're just planning on hoarding the meat and you know saving it for the next bug or something. I don't know what people save meat for.
Maurice brought up the point, not the point. He mentions that Entropia, the online game that's putting out an ATM card to withdraw real cash from your in-game money.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, but Entropia was a game that was designed specifically around the whole concept of an exchange between real-world cash and in-game cash.
I mean, even so, I still think it's kind of cool.
Second Life or whatever. I mean, that...
Second Life is the most popular MMORPG in the world that no one has ever heard of.
But Entropia is the one that had the $30,000 island sell, right? That was really weird to me, to the idea that somebody would be willing to invest in virtual property.
It was smart of them.
Yeah,
apparently
it's totally paid
off for them.
But $30,000 is, you know, 35 times what the largest KOL eBay auction has been so far. I mean,
Maybe we should sell virtual property.
It's not like it's several orders of magnitude away from what we're talking about. I don't know how to feel about it. I wonder what it does to the economy because we are in a state now where there is a lot more meat in the economy in any given day than there was the day before, but I don't know if we're really in an inflationary state or not.
I mean, the yardstick we've always sort of used is Mr. A's.
Yeah.
And those have been kind of bouncing up and down. That's mostly due to monthly fluctuations of Mr. Stone.
Yeah, I mean, they always become more valuable before the first of the month.
Yeah. They haven't gone below 4 at any point.
The Great Yak reports that he's getting a huge amount of echo.
There is.
I mean, I feel like the echo is the same problem as the problem of me being able to hear shit in my speakers.
It's probably all the way. Yeah. Or it's just the fact that we're using 2 splitters.
Yeah.
3.
Actually, yeah. There are 3 splitters on the microphone line here.
Yeah.
we need an actual mixing board.
Yeah. We should put someone in charge of that. That's not me. Because I don't want to do it.
Sean Clannery says, "Hey, Jake, just to give you some indication of how KOL has pervaded my everyday life, I was playing trivia with my ex-girlfriend a few years ago, and the answer to a question was Jack Nicklaus, and I wrote down Jack Nicklaus without even thinking about it. Thanks for that." What?
You wrote down that?
Jake Nicklaus. Oh, Jake Nicklaus. I see. We're getting the check-in from Merrick. Ah!
Ping.
From my lungs.
Merrick?
Fantastic. Oh, yeah.
Wow, you must be really allergic to Merrick.
Yeah. Armax says, "How is eBay not fraud when they're selling non-physical property that's owned by somebody else?" Well, I don't know that a Mr. Accessory or some meat is actually property owned by me. I don't acknowledge that it's property at all. Although I guess if it is and it's owned by anybody, it's owned by me. But typically what they do in the auctions, we notice this, they say, you know, that they're not selling the property because it's not property. They're selling the work that went into acquiring that property.
Which for most people is going...
Whatever, I mean, you know... And if we said don't sell KOL items, they would sell a pencil, and with your pencil you get, you know, you get a villa document.
Yeah.
Like...
That's an expensive pencil.
Yeah, an expensive pencil. Nick says, "All this discussion about eBay meat makes me wonder. How much meat is dropped in a single KOL day, and how much is spent back into the game? Meat sinkish." Well, it's different now than it used to be. We were in a pretty stable state in terms of the faucet compared to the drain up until a couple months ago.
And now it's
creeping up. And you know, there are There are what, like 20 times as many adventures spent at the peak as anywhere else?
Yeah, it's something ridiculous, yeah.
I think it was, what, 14?
I ran the numbers.
14 million adventures at the peak.
And then the next 4 million at the next one. So more than 3 times, not quite 20 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are a lot of... I mean, I guess the big thing is... Selling meat on eBay sort of takes multi-abuse and turns it into money.
Yeah.
For douchebags.
Yeah, I think we have a solution to that in that we have a Maltesar.
Yeah, but there's only so much that he can do. I mean, there's only so much time in a day. And I mean, granted, the tracking tools get better and better, but I mean, there are peak farmers, you know, and there are peak farmers with hordes of multis, and it's like that.
Anytime we find them, though, we disable them.
Yeah, no, we absolutely do. I mean, and at this point, we disable the mains too. If you're farming the peak, especially if you're farming the peak and selling it on eBay, your fucking main is getting disabled. And sorry about all the auctions you're in the middle of, you prick. But it's just
if there was some way that you could get meat that would not make the game slower for everybody else, I think we would maybe be a little bit more lenient about that. But, like, because you're using resources that affect everybody else playing the game...
And you don't even really have to do any work for it. I mean, you're just setting Mafia to run your peak farming multis. Yeah.
Which isn't to say that we necessarily dislike the existence of KOL Mafia.
No, not at all.
Say.
Not at all. No, and I mean, which is why we don't have any policy against bots. I mean... Yeah. You know, I mean, I understand that most of the bots that are going to be used are going to be used for kind of abusive purposes, but the 10% that are just cool and cause people to do nifty shit with their computers and, you know, inspire people to write cool code.
And, and in rare cases, inspires us to develop game content.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I mean, the whole RaffleBot thing that eventually turned into the MMG, I mean, you know, the game would be worse without the MMG, and the game has the MMG because of our liberal bot policy in the past. I mean, it's there. The MMG stinks a good amount of meat.
It does. It's a modest amount every day.
Yeah. I mean, we need to figure out more ways to turn the avarice of the player base into a force that we point at the economy.
This sounds like thumbing our noses at the laws of thermodynamics.
Brett Day said, I don't understand if you want to go into it, but I was wondering if you could mention everyone who's drawing a paycheck from KOL and what their title/duties are. If you just go to the documentation, there's a staff list there.
Yeah. There's also a crossbow list.
Yeah. We don't have a sword list because that doesn't make any sense.
That'd be way too sorted.
Yeah. Oh. It depends on how you sorted it.
That's true. Okay, Bye says, you don't need to read... Oh. You don't need to read this on air, but... Moop says, why don't you have the casino take a greater or lesser cut from the MMG, depending on the previous day's overall kingdom meat gain/loss? That might help regulate inflation. Huh. No.
I don't really think that needs to change.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, I really wish that I had taxed mall transactions.
That would have been so cool.
Yeah.
If we didn't do that in the very beginning, though. Yeah.
I mean, every other transaction... No, you know what? I started talking about adding postage to K-mails.
Well, that'd be a kick in the balls.
It's the kind of thing that should exist, and, you know, it'd be a better economy if it existed, but it'd be a dick move to add it now.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll come up with ways to sink meat in the future.
Yep. No, I'm sure that we'll come up with a pretty serious one that also introduces a lot of new content and is really awesome and everyone enjoys very soon.
That's not foreshadowing at all.
No.
It wouldn't already be underway in some very oblique manner.
That's just crazy talk.
That's my crazy talk laugh.
It shows that you're crazy.
Think it's 10:54. Oh,
should we think of some music for outro-ness?
Oh.
For getting the hell out here?
Yeah.
We'll play more Wesley Willis. I'm sure everyone would enjoy that.
Weird. That idea that Moop has is actually kind of interesting. I mean, I wonder... I mean, it's obviously not something we would ever do, but I'm just saying, in some other game...
Oh, yeah.
Some theoretical other game, you know...
A self-regulating economy.
The thing is, I have a feeling that what would happen with that is that any time where some other game force caused there to be a big influx of currency in any given day that pushed the house cut up to the point where people were no longer willing to play the gambling game, that would just be the end of it.
Yeah.
It would keep...
Well, I mean, a situation in which that would work better would be an economy that was pretty well balanced to begin with, and you would only have to make minor adjustments.
Yeah.
Via this extra...
Like ours used to be. I wish we had had this meat tracking stuff before we started noticing the overall increase, you know.
That would have been cool if we would have had it, like, during, like, Black Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been cool. I mean, what would have been cool is if I had had an entire staff of people working for me in the very beginning.
I don't think it worked.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't have been. I mean, we probably would not have what we have now if it had been like that. But
good old what if.
I could lose all this.
In the garage, I built a box before I started working here. It's been running this whole time.
You guys got to watch Primer.
Yeah, that's a
plus. That's awesome. Their fucking time machine. The time machine only works by taking you back to the point where you turned it on. So it's not like, you know, a time machine that takes you back to Rome or anything. Or, you know, I mean, it could, if you were in Rome, it would take you back to Rome, but it would be like Rome today, not Rome, you know, like not ancient Rome. Or somewhere that could only be gotten to by some ancient mariner. If he, say, stoppeth one of three by his long gray beard and his glittering eye. Now, wherefore stops thou that guy?
Romeo.
just saying. You know, I forgot how into Samuel Taylor Coleridge I was when I was in
high school. Gee, I bet you know now.
Yeah, good old Samuel Taylor Coleridge. I once wrote this game in Pascal where you were searching for Samuel Taylor Coleridge on a 10x10 grid. And every time you picked a spot, he would yell at you, and the number of decibels in his yell determined how far away he was. So you had to tune in. Yeah.
We had we had a psychological question we would ask people that was, Rudyard Kipling appears in your hair and begins telling stories. How do you get rid of him? And then we gauged the other question was...
Kipling was kind of a racist.
Was he?
Yeah, he was all like, I hate black people.
I never actually read any of his stuff.
I don't know that he was... I don't know that he was so much of... I don't know. Like, a lot of his stuff is theoretically pretty politically incorrect. Huh. I mean, I don't actually... I do not actually know... Didn't he write...
The Ruby out of Belmont?
You have to gauge it by when he lived, though.
Do you? I mean, he wrote The White Man's Burden, right? And what is that?
Was that him?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
So, like, this poem... About the white man's burden. I don't know what it's about. I could read it, I guess.
Sounds especially
it's not that long. I could read it aloud.
That's okay.
It starts out, I hate black people. All they do is spread AIDS in Africa. He didn't know about AIDS.
Oh, okay.
See, Rudyard Kipling, he was lucky. He just talked about how the giraffe got his long snout and the elephant got his long neck. And then how God was like, fuck, and hit Control Z, and then like fixed it.
That was a good story.
That was a good story. Yeah. Then my voice cracked after I was told. So I'm gonna play some beautiful piano music on the way out. This is Jan Tiersen from the Amelie soundtrack, and it's called something in French that I can't pronounce. It'll probably show up on your Winamp thing. Anyway, good night, kids. I will see you. You know, I may just do another one. You guys want to do one of these shows on Monday?
Sure.
Because Scully's going to be in the middle of moving, and I don't really want to do a show by myself.
I'll be here.
All right. Sure. So yeah, we'll probably all come back with another. One of these things on Monday, and then again on Thursday. Woo!
Nothing's gonna happen over the weekend, so don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I won't even bother logging in.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. All right, kids, we're gonna leave you here with some Jan Tiersen, and we'll see you soon.
Good night, everybody.
Hoo-ha.